We're here at the American Seed Trade Association's 132nd annual meeting, and in the Traders Hall here, where we've got booths set up, with me is Iteris and Chris Davis, who's a sales engineer with Iteris, and we had done some stories about Clear Ag, and that's what they're spotlighting here at ASTA. And so, Chris, tell me a little bit about Clear Ag.
Well, we take weather and we apply it to agriculture. We're trying to do new things in the agriculture market. We're trying to bring soil metrics, soil composition. We're trying to bring growing degree day-based growth modeling, all sorts of things into the hands of the individual farmer, into the hands of agronomists, anyone who's into decision-making in agriculture.
So tell me how Clear Ag works.
Well, we take data from various sources. We congregate it together. We run it through a number of in-house models. We bring that data down. Typically, the data you get from the weather service is about 100 meters up in the air. We bring that down to ground level, and we apply that to any number of computational models. Through those computational models, the output gives us any number of things that we can apply to fields, such as soil moisture content, soil temperature, field accessibility, anything of that nature.
What do you think are the greatest benefits for a user of Clear Ag?
Above and beyond just being able to see what's going on in your field and what will happen in the near future with our forecast data, you can also look at trends. We have climatological norms. Over the past 30 years, we've collected data, and you can compare what's currently happening to what has happened in the past 30 years. So you can actually say that today is maybe 5% above average for temperature, 10% below average for precipitation, based on trends that have occurred in the past 30 years. That to me is very interesting. Above and beyond that, we also have our harvest advisor that we announced very recently, and that uses growing degree day-based growth modeling, soil metrics, precipitation information, all sorts of things to bring you an idea of when the best time to harvest your crop is. So if we say your field's not going to be accessible for the next 4 hours, maybe you have a precipitation event just after that. Once all that's dry, we'll say, hey, your crop's dry. It's ready to harvest. You've got a window for the next 10 hours. For me, that's just unbelievably useful.
Really? Because they don't have to go out in the field and find out for themselves, right?
Exactly. We give them an indicator, red, yellow, or green. And if for some reason we're wrong, we actually provide a mechanism for them to change that. So they can say, you said it was green. I don't agree with you. I think it was marginal at best. We actually have a mechanism to take that feedback.
Very interesting. Tell me about the company. Tell me about Iteris and what Iteris is all about.
Well, we started as a weather company named Meridian, Meridian Environmental Technologies. Then we were bought by Iteris. When Iteris took over, we started going from more of a road weather oriented company to an agriculture company. We took what we learned in the road weather sector and applied that to agriculture. As I told you earlier, we brought our weather down to ground level. We did that a lot for different states, so we could tell them when their roads would freeze, when they needed to apply product. And we realized, this data could be useful for farmers. So we actually built a suite of APIs. We built a web app, and pretty soon we're going to have a native app. All this to help farmers make informed decisions. And that's what Precision Ag is really all about, increasing yields, making the farmer's life easier.
Well, how can farmers find out more about Iteris and what you have to offer?
You can check out our website, clearag.com. That'll give you an overview of what we do. And if you have any more questions for us, there's a contact us link right down at the bottom. Feel free to drop us an email.
Also, you'll be exhibiting at the InfoAg Expo, right?
That's correct. We will have a booth at InfoAg, and you can find us at Commodity Classic next year down in New Orleans.
Well, also here with Chris at the Seed Trade meeting is Don Lampker, who's a sales manager here. And Don, why are you here at the Seed Trade industry meeting?
Well, we wanted to talk with a number of the seed companies that are here because they represent the ability to raise seed that they're growing for and being able to produce for farmers. So their goals are to produce as much seed and to do it as economically and high quality as they can. And just like our services are a benefit for an ordinary farmer producing any particular crop, weather plays a pretty important part to that. And that's no different for those that are out producing seed for seed corn production or for any other type of seed production. They're paid on the quantity that they're able to produce and the quality that they get. And we believe that our products can actually help them improve the management of the day-to-day operations on seed production farms.
Well, interesting. Plus, they have the contacts with the farmers, and if they're happy with your service, they can pass that along too, right?
That thought had crossed my mind as well. Yes, so exactly. That's what we hope for.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you very much here at the American Seed Trade Association annual meeting. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.